We've got some friends here to see you, Mr. Weaver. Some other people want to drop by and say hello.
Mr. Weaver, how are you? Charlie Hall.
Charlie.
What up?
The guy I've listened to for 100 years.
You and I...
You're a young man, though.
You and I can swap that same line, Mr. Weaver. I always call station owners Mr. Weaver. Have you noticed that? Anyone who owns a station is a mister to me. But we are here for a special purpose today, as I'm sure it's a very meaningful day for you.
It's been a wonderful morning.
But we are here to do several things. First of all, to compliment you on your service to the community for all these years. It's been a long time. I sort of can identify with how it feels to pull your body out of that bed and come down to a radio station and sound perky every day, as you have for all these years. And with your permission, we would like to induct you in our Hall of Fame and thank you for your service to the community and to shake your hand and God bless you. Hope you're happy in your retirement. You certainly deserve it. And you've been a great contribution to this community since, 1955? Yeah.
So, I've been in radio, Charlie, since 41, December 1, 41. I'm approaching... I guess 53 years upcoming.
Wow. Well, our paths were sort of the same. We came at the end of World War II. We came into radio, and we just found it. I don't know what you like about it, Harry. With me, it's inside work, and there ain't no heavy lifting. So, I just stayed with it. It beat working out in the elements. But here is our Channel 5 pen, which we award you. There is one catch to it. You must wear it at all times, even day and night, on your pajamas, even. And, I'd like to pin this on you.
I'm a great pen wearer.
Well, again, let me shake your hand and give you this pen. And thank you for allowing us to interrupt your program here.
Thank you for... Where do you want to put it?
Yeah, I guess the listeners are wondering what we're doing right now. I should say...
Charlie, I deeply appreciate you.
Well,
and it couldn't be coming from a nicer guy.
Well, my first love is radio, and
I know that. I can tell the way a guy talks on the air.
You make me feel strange today. Here I am wearing a sweater, and you have a tie and coat on. I never wore a tie in a radio studio. It must be the occasion.
Well. I guess I...